Well, speaking of President Obama, today he's in California meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, far outside the Beltway in Palm Springs. The two leaders have a lot to talk about: North Korea, a cyber attacks to recent reports of Chinese espionage of American companies and institutions. Our next guest hopes that Chinese trade practices are at the top of President Obama's list. Peter Navarro is professor of economics and public policy at the University of California, Irvine. He recently directed a film entitled Death by China. Hi, Peter.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Death by China tells me that you think that President Obama needs to get tough with Xi Jinping.
There's no question about it. The film itself is a historical look at the last 12 years since China got into the World Trade Organization and basically had its way with our markets. And, you know, we've lost over 5 million manufacturing jobs. We've shut down over 50,000 factories, and we got 25 million people out there on the streets that are unemployed. And the unemployment numbers, they just don't reflect the full anguish that we have here. And basically, it's not because of Chinese cheap labor, which is kind of the common myth. It's because China cheats. And they use a wide range of illegal trade practices coupled with state capitalism to just take jobs from Europe, from the United States, from Brazil, from Africa, Latin America. And really, the president and the president before him has been so soft on this that this is at the top of my list.
We're told in Washington all the time that officially labeling China a currency manipulator with all of its attendant legal implications is going to do nothing but touch off a trade war with China. Do you buy that?
Well, we're already in a trade war with China, and that's kind of the dirty little secret in D.C. I mean, President Obama, when he was on the campaign trail in 07, promised the American people and the people of Ohio that he would crack down on China as a currency manipulator, and he simply hasn't done it. The currency thing, for people listening, I mean, it's 40% undervalued, which basically means that China slaps on a 40% tariff on American exports to China over and above the explicit 27% tariffs they have. So that's huge. It's very hard to get into their markets. And then it's a 40% subsidy here. So we're in a trade war. The currency thing is really at the top of the list. And, you know, there was a bill just this week that over 200 people in the House signed on to crack down on it. So, yeah, trade war, bring it on if it means basically holding China accountable and getting our jobs back.
Part of the discussion then between President Obama and Xi Jinping, Peter Navarro, is going to be cyber espionage, cyber attacks and espionage both of American companies and institutions. I just want to run this by you because in Foreign Affairs magazine in May, Ambassador Kwee Tian Kai, this was reported in Yahoo News, basically was defiant, basically said the U.S. has no good evidence that China is using cyber espionage on U.S. companies and the government, that basically a lot of attacks on China come from the U.S., sort of you're doing it too, don't pin this on me.
Yeah, this is kind of the great Orwellian Chinese approach to public relations, and it really works within their borders. You know, if you say it enough, they'll believe it if you can control the internet. But there's absolutely no question that China hacks our Pentagon, our FBI, our universities, and our businesses to steal basically our trade secrets, processes, designs, you name it. I mean, this is not in question. And it really is troubling that the government of China is so defiant in its denials. And it does this across the board. I mean, Europe, for example, is threatening tariffs on Chinese solar panels because those panels actually sell for well below the cost of production, which means China dumps. So, you know, what China does is say, oh, we're not dumping. We're going to basically throw tariffs on European wine. And so this is the PRC's MO. And we've got to recognize that unlike Canada, Europe, Australia, even countries like Brazil and Mexico, China is very different. It's a state capitalist totalitarian regime that's out to create jobs for its people at the expense of everybody else in the world. And we're standing by letting that happen and go on our merry way buying Chinese products that are basically being used basically to arm that country in the most rapid buildup we've seen in a very long time.
Well, President Obama is headed to California, is there now actually meeting with Chinese President
Sunny
Xi Jinping.
Man, yes.
And Peter Navarro says that the president has to get tough. Peter Navarro, professor of economics and public policy at the University of California in Irvine, recently directed a film entitled Death by China. Peter Navarro, thank you.
Thank you so much, my friend.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.